Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Pastor Kevin Hart, and today we're going to take an audio tour of the 3ABN studios. You know, I've interviewed a number of homeschoolers who, at a very young age, are writing, producing, and acting in their own films. I've also witnessed the angst of sincere Christian parents whose children have decided to go into the field of film, theater, and drama. Is there a place in the Christian world where these young people can serve? Well, hopefully in the next few minutes, you will see how God is using every avenue to bring the good news of His salvation to others. So now step carefully as you come along. You'll hear some unusual background sounds, but that's just our audio equipment traveling along with us as we take this moving tour of 3ABN. What does 3ABN stand for?
3ABN stands for Three Angels Broadcasting Network. And the reason it stands for that is because when Danny established this ministry back in 1984, his burden that the Lord had placed on his heart was to establish a worldwide television network that proclaimed the undiluted Three Angels message of Revelation chapter 14.
And we're about to move into a big space here. What is this space?
We're about to move into a studio. This is Studio B we're about to walk into. We're currently standing in the hallway, just preceding Studio B. So yes, we're in Studio B right now. It's called a multi-studio because we usually have about three programs that are always set up to run. We have two of these sets can be taken down in a matter of a day or two and replaced with another set for a different program. And then in the far corner, we have an extremely large set called, which is green screen.
The green screen.
Yeah. It's, I would guess, maybe a 50-foot green screen in length. Of course, it's at a right angle. And maybe 25 feet deep, 20 feet deep. Yes, and the green screen is built in a concave manner. There's no hard corners on it. And it needs to be that way so that when the lighting is set up, we don't have shadows reflected off corners and hard edges. But the green screen is interesting because that is a very versatile set. We can pretty much tape any program on there with a very few simple additions, such as the chairs the host and the guest would sit in, the table in front of them where they would have their notes or their computers. And then the rest of the screen basically is interjected by the graphics department upstairs for whatever background we want. And each is different according to the program being taped. For some examples, we tape house calls on green screen. We tape Bible RX. We tape books of the book on green screen. So a lot of different programs are recorded on green screen. And then over to the right of the green screen, we have another set. This is also a multi-set, very versatile. We tape Body and Spirit. We tape Action for Life, both exercise programs. We have Ranko Stefanovic's Revelation class being broadcast from there. Dr. Markham has a program that is done there. We can do kids' programs on there. And currently, actually, we're looking at the set. It currently looks like it's set up for a kids' program because there's crayons and little doodads and gadgets and toys that kids like to play with. Very colorful set at the moment.
It's Con Mis Manos, and it's a brand new. They're doing crafts, and they're teaching children crafts. But in the midst of the crafts, they're using Bible scriptures. For example, in the picture on the wall, you can see birds, and they went to a scripture which featured the birds. And they're teaching young children scriptures and crafts all at the same time. And behind us, that set is Celebrating Life in Recovery. That's a permanent set. The only changes we make is maybe seasonal. We'll put snow down and make it look like winter, but that's a permanent set. So the only multi-set is the one that Kevin already described.
And the voice you just heard is the voice of Bill Cochran. He's been working at 3ABN for a long time. He's a studio manager here in Studio B. As we stand here doing this interview, above our heads is about a 25, 30-foot ceiling, And it is full of large lights that can be interchanged and moved around on what is called a grid, which is a large structure made of metal conduit piping. And those lights can be clamped, unclamped, moved around depending on what set we're working on. Those are very expensive lights, very powerful lights, some as strong as 2,000 watt light bulbs. So they generate a lot of heat, which requires the studios to be air conditioned to a great extent to keep the heat down for the guests, even in the winter.
Did you explain a little bit about the monitor looking things in the green screen area?
Yeah, they look like monitors. Actually, those are special lighting for green screen. Green screen is very unique. It requires a lot of special technology, lights, cameras, obviously the computer rendering that is done upstairs in the graphics department. Bill just turned the lights on the green screen, and now it looks like an extremely green corner of the studio.
That looks great.
Those are actually daylight color fluorescent bulbs. So you're getting a daylight instead of the normal green tinge that you get with a regular fluorescent bulb. And so they're positioned in a way to not make shadows again, because the graphics behind have to be clear. Each camera has its own graphic. So if we shoot from camera one, you'll see a background behind the guest on camera one. If we shoot from camera three, you'll see a different background. And maybe camera two will have a wide shot, which is everything. So it has to all match, or it doesn't work.
I know I have many listeners that are so interested into video production. They're even in college now taking it, and they would be fascinated if they could come and see something like this.
What people don't realize sometimes is when you're looking at 3ABN programming from your living room, the sets look like an actual room inside of a large house or, you know, a large facility. But then when you come and actually do a tour, you look behind the sets and you find out that they're very simply constructed, 1 by 2 inch strips of wood nailed together. Even the walls sometimes are supported merely by a 2 by 4 and a sandbag at the bottom. So what you don't see on the TV screen is very, like you're saying,
yes,
very interesting when you come and visit. You see the
and then all these props, where are they stored?
Yes, a lot of the props are stored in a back auditorium, an old auditorium we used to use. Some are folded and stored behind the actual existing sets we're currently using. Some are leaning against the wall.
Okay.
We never record more than one program at a time. So if one portion of the studio is not being used, sometimes we can place set material over there.
Mm-hmm.
This permanent set with Celebrating Life, all of the art, including that large, we call it a sight curtain, that comes around to complete the scene, were done by local artists. And those bricks on that particular set actually come in a white plastic sheet. We staple them to the wall, and our artists, again, make them look like real bricks again. So everything has to be lightweight so we can move it around and change the scenes.
That's fantastic.
We have incredible resources for talent here at 3ABN.
Yes,
the Lord has blessed us in that way.
You need artists,
yep,
videographers, lighting, technologists.
Yes, and we don't say that boastfully at all. We just say that merely because when you look at the quality of regular secular television and you look at the quality of 3ABN, there's really no difference.
I
so
noticed
God has
when
blessed
we
us with
left that.
That
studio area, well, the sound dramatically changed for one thing, but you have really thick doors.
Yes, thick doors are necessary. They're about 4 inches thick. They are filled, I believe, with some styrofoam to deaden the sound from the outside hallways. And above those doors also, if you were to take a tour, you would notice a red lamp above each door that accesses the studios. Those red lights are always on when a program is currently being taped, so that passersby will know that not to interrupt.
Not to.
Yeah, do not come in. Right now we're standing in the back of the back of the building, and it's just used as a storage. There's a little room near the entrance to the studio. It's called a green room. And that is where the guest will wait until the director is ready to start taping. They'll wait in that little green room. Don't know why it's called the green room, but that's just the title it's had for a long time.
It's traditional, I think.
Yeah, the go room, yeah. But they can hang their suits in there. They can, if they're females, they can use the makeup and touch up things here and there. And just ready for when the director calls.
Okay, so now we're heading into the back part of the building.
Yes, this is the building is kind of shaped in a U format, depending on how you enter. So now we're heading down a hallway, and right now we are passing a couple small rooms. These are actually translating booths. And as we're looking in, we're seeing a simple little monitor sitting on a desk, another piece of audio equipment, some headphones. And what we have going on here is, for example, the Latino department, if a program is needs to be translated into Spanish, one of our Latino employees will come sit down in the booth, and they will, as they're listening to the program, they'll be translating it into Spanish and getting it ready. We also have the capability of that happening during a live program and the signal going out to a Latino network as well. So, and now we're passing another room, slightly larger. This is the makeup room. And what is funny is a lot of times when guests come, it's a given that women have to put on makeup. But sometimes what the men don't realize is that if they're on air, they have to put on makeup too.
Yes.
So the men usually have to get mostly just powder because the studios can get warm to keep the sheen from perspiration down to a minimum. And now we're approaching master control, very large, about a 4-foot by 6-foot window that we're looking through. Oh, take as many pictures as you'd like. And this is actually a bulletproof glass. Not that we felt it necessary, but it's actually the rules of the FCC. So we're looking through bulletproof glass, watching actually John Biven is sitting behind the desk in front of about, I would guess, maybe 12 monitors on the desk. Above him are two very large, maybe 52-inch monitors each, three of them. Well, two and then another smaller one. And within those monitors on the wall that he's looking at are... they've been divided up into about four smaller monitors, which are showing what is currently being aired on our 3ABN English network, our 3ABN Latino network on the right of it. And then in the just across the post, there's a smaller television screen, and that is the signal going to Europe. And what I like to point out to our guests who are taking a tour is that when the signal was sent to Europe, alcohol and drinking is a big problem in Europe. And what we found is that when people were coming home from the bars, adults were coming home from the bars late at night, they would turn on their channels, and if they stumbled across 3ABN, oftentimes it would be kids' time or kids' programming. And so they weren't really connecting. So we found that just a simple adjustment of the signal to delay it 6 hours, or to put it ahead, I always get that confused. I think Europe is 6 hours ahead of us. Now when they come home from the bars, they're actually seeing adult programming. And we've had an amazing response just in that simple adjustment of the signal, people attending churches, calling in, asking where the nearest Seventh-day Adventist church is. So it's really amazing. And all these little tiny things I mentioned are ways that the Lord helps us to effectively reach more people for the gospel.
Praise God. With the gospel. Praise God. We have to take a break, but when we come back, we'll discover just what we're walking on.
Hello. Bullying is a serious problem. When a kid gets bullied, it hurts them inside, no matter what they look like on the outside. Kids kill themselves every day because of bullying. There are many types of bullying, like cyberbullying and in-your-face bullying. This is a serious problem. Those kids will remember it for all their lives if somebody could have helped them but didn't. If you see a kid get bullied, tell an adult or try to help them. It could save a life.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org. That's bwmschool.org. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion. Or partner with us, send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Or call us at 301-824-3162. Welcome back. Here we are with Pastor Kevin Hart, and he is leading us on this fascinating tour of the 3ABN studios.
Incidentally, the floor we were just standing on, I've heard different figures, but some say there's over 20 miles of wiring underneath the floor just for master control.
Yeah. Wow.
And some say, I mean, it could be anywhere from 15 to 25 miles. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of wires. And right now we're standing looking into another room. That's our engineer's room. Hernando Cruz works in engineering. He's a great blessing to have to the ministry, because anytime a camera fails, we call Hernando. And if you know anything about 3ABN, I don't want to use the word limp by, but God has allowed us to use our equipment, which really for most, a lot of it is out of date, but God has blessed it because of funds are tight, have always been, mm-hmm. To extend much further than the expected long lifetime of any given equipment. So Hannah is always on the call. And now we're just walking down the main hallway. The IT office is on the right. Randall Ames, he works in IT. And now we are walking into the control room of Studio A. And one of our favorite directors is standing here, Robert Stotts. But we're standing in Studio A, and it's really hard to describe what happens here from a mere audio perspective. But we have we're standing in front of the control board, correct? Robert, do you call it switcher?
Yeah.
The switcher, yeah. In director's terms, it's called a switcher. It's basically a large, maybe 4-foot board by maybe 1.5 feet deep, full of buttons. It's a kid's dream to stand here and just press all those buttons. Of course, that would do a lot of damage, so we don't allow that. But that is where the director sits. He sees everything that's going on with all the different cameras in the studio at any given time, and that is where he indicates and gives a heads up to each camera operator. If he wants a different angle of the guest, or if he wants a shot of the host, he will tell that particular camera operator to get ready because he's going to his camera. The camera operator will hear him over the headset and have his camera ready so that when the director goes, the picture is sharp and focused and everything's what it needs to be. And then, of course, in here we also have, besides the director, we'll have a graphics person and a video person. In this control room, video person takes care of the camera setups in the morning, making sure all the cameras are color corrected and in harmony with each other. And we'll have a graphics person who will take care of those little names that pop up in front of the speaker when you see them on television. Mm-hmm. President Jim Gilley of 3ABN, graphics person takes care of that. And they do a whole lot more than I'm remembering off the top of my mm-hmm. head. But that's somewhat goes on in the control room. So, yeah, just behind us there's an audio booth. The audio person will stand behind that booth. Stand in the booth, sit at the booth, and control all of the audio that occurs during any given program.
I know that young people, oftentimes in a conservative family, don't go into the area of graphic arts and mm-hmm. videography and drama. But this ministry has all of that embedded in it.
That's a very good point. You're right. Yeah. A lot of times, from a conservative perspective, we don't always see the great usefulness of the art, of the field of art. But then when you come here at 3ABN, you realize how much it's needed, how dependent we really are on it. We just couldn't afford to hire outside help mm-hmm. to do what is done in-house.
Now, do you take interns here?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. We've had several come through in the past year. In fact, an Asian girl who was here just recently left. But yeah, we do take interns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're a blessing to have. As we stand next to the baby grand piano, above us is a staircase. And above that is a small library. And that's a neat story. A lady called some years ago, and she was the last of her family line, had no brothers and sisters, had no children. She wanted to make a donation to the ministry. She didn't have any money, but she said that she had a bunch of old books, and she would be more than happy to send them. So she did. She passed away. And I've been up there a couple times and looking at the books. There's some original Spirit of Prophecy books back from the late 1800s, early 1900s. Really, some really neat pieces of literature up there that go way back to in our Adventist heritage. And so 3ABN decided to make a little memorial to her. So as you're standing in the studio from one particular direction looking at the grand piano above that, you would see that little library that's been dedicated in her name. That's a blessing. There's there's another story I'd like to share real quick. We're standing next to some three cameras that look significantly different than the ones in the other studios. These are much larger. They're a whitish color. The other ones are smaller, compact, more current-looking technology. But these big ones that we're standing next to come from the 96 Olympics. And anytime the Olympic Games are held, television networks will buy cameras. They'll use them, and most of the time, right afterward, put them on the auction to get their money out of mm-hmm. what they invested. And that happened in the 1996 Olympics. And because of Hernando Cruz, actually, he used to work for Panasonic. And it wasn't just his connection that allowed this blessing to occur, but he did have a connection which enabled us to put in a bid for these cameras. Now, when you want to talk about figures, you have a camera, a video camera when it comes to studio cameras. You've got the camera, then you have the lens of the camera, then you have the tripod that the camera sits on. To give you an idea, new, one of these cameras would cost roughly $250,000. The lens, about another, at least $50,000. The tripod, another $40,000. So that's just for one camera setup. So you're looking at really $500,000 worth of equipment in just in one camera setup, when all things considered. When these went on auction, we walked away with four of these, plus a jib camera, which are the large cameras you see on the end of that large aluminum pole that can swing around, look at the audience, go back up in the air, for $250,000.
No way.
So that just a little example of how God blessed.
Amen.
And these, by current standards, these things are so out of date because they're from 1996, yet we're still using them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still, yes, and Hernando, once again, he's kept these things running. The time will come soon when we go to high definition. We will have to put these in the, museum if we had one. But a great story behind these cameras of how,
yes,
God leads.
Amen. Well, I want to know, is there a director for each different show?
We have several directors. Depending on the day, we have a few directors that are more permanent in control room A for what is happening in studio A.
Okay.
And we have a more permanent director for control room B, which is connected to studio B. But we also have other directors, and they do rotate. Sometimes they will rotate depending on what programs being done on that green screen, because a certain director may be more knowledgeable in how to handle the color issues that occur with green screen and the digital rendering of that particular,
yes,
program. But yes, we probably have, I would guess, maybe six directors in total. Some are on the road crew a lot. Some are in the studios. Others are, you know. The funny thing about 3ABN is the more you spend time here, the more you realize that each of us really does the job of about three different people. That's just how it is.
Yes, that
you
is.
Know? And so even though someone has the title of director, he may be doing lighting, he may be helping out with audio, he may be helping out in the studio, actually setting things up. But that's how the Lord's army works, right?
Mm-hmm. Whatever our hand finds to do.
That's right, do it with all of our might. That was this whole tour concluded. The downstairs, there is an upstairs to this building, but it's mostly just offices.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
And there's a website that our listeners can go and see more?
Yes, 3abn.org. That's 3abn.org.
That's the number 3abn.org.
That's correct. Yeah, so they can learn a lot about this ministry by going to that website.
Well, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Oh, thank you so much. God has blessed, and He will continue to.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.